Have you heard of Ella and Sienna? They're quite the force. I think we're going to hear more and more of them in the future. They've had some sterling success in the past few years since becoming professional musicians. The 19 and 16-year-old have already been on the telly. They've recently been on The Voice. They've picked up an award for that. They've been at Tamworth, Country by the River, Flurio Folk Festival and Valley Folk Festival. And they've got some gigs coming up around our regions in Totness, Mackay and Langhorne Creek. And they have a new single to share as well as some live music with us now. Thanks for joining us in the studio, Ella and Sienna.
Morning. Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh, good to be with you. What was it like being on TV?
It was insane because we've grown up watching it and then there we were and there the chairs were facing us and we were like, oh, crap. So it was incredible.
Yeah, it was definitely a very surreal experience. I still don't know if I fully processed it, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, was it eye-opening? Did you learn a few things about the industry and about TV that you weren't aware of?
Yeah, definitely. It was such a professional atmosphere and to see all the behind the scenes was just insane.
How everything was put together and really, like, you know, there's such a massive crew, it's a massive production and just how everything works so seamlessly. So, yeah, it was really cool to be a part of it.
Right. And tell us a little bit about yourselves. You're, 16 and 19 and you've been professional musicians for a good, you know, 4 or 5 years now. How did you get into it?
Yeah, well, we've always kind of just loved singing. Our parents were really into music, although they weren't really musicians. I mean, Dad taught himself a bit of guitar, so he actually taught Ella her first few things on guitar.
Yeah.
And then you got lessons and then we got singing lessons together.
Yeah, I think the start of it was when we actually decided to get lessons together. Mm. It was around the start of high school for us both. And we instantly started learning to harmonise and how our voices fit together. I remember we would stand with our fingers in our ears at opposite ends of the room with our singing teacher and just, you know, really, really practice. And then our singing teacher, you know, pushed us to go busking, which was so important for our musical journey, I guess, because it really gave us the confidence. And it was just like, you know, live performance practice, really. Mm. And then, yeah, gigging just came from there.
I bet that busking would have been scary initially, but really gave you that confidence and boost to get that wonderful, you know, immediate feedback from people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The first time we were going to go busking, we just sat in the car and we were like, I don't really want to do it today.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. It is a bit scary, a bit intimidating to start with, but it's a great environment, honestly, because some people will stand and listen and be super supportive and then some will just go about their day. So,
yeah,
it's good.
Oh, great. And what about, I'm sure you've had a lot of, you know, cheerleaders and mentors and wonderful musicians who've helped bring you up and help you out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, especially on The Voice with Rita as our mentor. That was a really great experience. She was just so down to earth and genuinely wanted us to succeed. And she gave us some great feedback about letting go and all that, which is actually really helped us and we've tried to implement in our normal music.
Oh, like from being a perfectionist?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was the main thing. Obviously, like The Voice stage, like, you know, this could get to national TV. So it's very nerve wracking, but she really worked with us to try and just be in the moment, just feel the music. So, yeah, it's what we needed.
Yeah, and pretty cool to get top 24 finalist as well.
Yes, that was insane, especially going in there. I think there were like 90 auditions.
90 people that got to the TV audition and there were like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of applications. So,
yes. We're so grateful and so lucky to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. You've brought in a guitar.
I have.
Does it have a name?
I just call them all my baby, to be honest. This is my maintenance, like my gigging guitar, so.
Oh, great. And I suppose this is a mini gig. What are we going to play?
We are going to play the single that we first released at the start of this year. It's called Next to Mine.
All right. When you're ready, live in the studio, Ella and Sienna.
Took a wrong turn. We walked down different paths, like Romeo and Juliet. It's a forbidden love, it's a little bit selfish what I want, but I want you to know me and feel my love. I wanna stare into your eyes, knowing that I'll never have to say goodbye. I wanna hold you in my arms and let you know I'll never leave you behind. I wanna feel your hand in mine and tell you I love you for the very first time. I wanna feel your heartbeat next to mine. Oh. So we've been apart, it feels like a lifetime. I've really missed you, even though we text sometimes. It's like we're locked in a tower, all the windows shut tight. For you I kick down the doors, shatter the glass just to see you tonight. I wanna stare into your eyes, knowing that I'll never have to say goodbye. I wanna hold you in my arms and let you know I'll never leave you behind. I wanna feel your hand in mine and tell you I love you for the very first time. I wanna feel your heartbeat next to mine.
Sure, when that was going to end, so I was like, ah, better not talk over it. Hey? Oh, that was just gorgeous. Wow.
Thank you.
How do you collaborate on your music?
That's an interesting one, because some songs we've written completely together 50-50,
yep.
But I'd say most times, usually one of us has a very strong idea and they'll work like 80% of the song down. So it'll be quite clear what's going on, and then we'll come together for the arrangement and to refine it all. So with this one, Sienna actually started with the idea, this one and the new single as
So this next to mine was kind of, it was written ages ago, like when in the first COVID lockdown, I guess, and it was just about missing people that you couldn't see because of that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we actually had a baby cousin born.
Aww.
During one of the lockdowns. And I think it was like months before we could, you know, be in the same room and like hold him and stuff. So
that was definitely inspired this song. Definitely drew a lot of emotion from that.
Yeah. I suppose with that, though, a lot of musos have said it's been a good opportunity to actually get down some music during the downtime.
Definitely. Yeah,
for sure. That I mean, we had like... You know, it feels like a really long time ago, but it was almost like to 12 months of gigs cancelled. So,
yeah, right.
Musos didn't really know what to do with themselves, I guess. So, yeah, a lot of writing came out of it. And I think the next song, our new single, also kind of came from around that time as well. So it's been a long time in the works.
And what's the new single about?
Yeah, this new single, I kind of started with the idea a bit on bass. And for us, it's really about, as young women in the music industry, being empowered and standing on our own two feet and being independent to do it ourselves.
Yeah, we wanted to take the classic, like, prince and princess story and kind of flip it on its head. So the hook is, I don't need to be saved. Yeah, so I hope everyone listening enjoys this one.
All right, let's play that and then I'll let people know the gigs that you've got coming up. Stuff, brand new one. Ella and Sienna, well done, guys. That's lovely.
Thank you so much.
Now, we can catch you around the region coming up. I think the most, the one that's coming up closest is the Prancing Pony. Is that right, in Totnes?
Yeah, what's that one? It's the 24th.
24th of July.
We're also at the Barker Hotel on the 23rd of July.
Oh, so, lovely. So yeah. That'll be on the Saturday night, more of a party mode.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a good one.
Mid to late September, still locking in the date, but Three Brothers Arms Mackie.
Yep.
And then the 15th of October, Acoustics in the Park, Langhorne Creek. Oh, this is news to me. I haven't heard of this. Acoustics in the Park. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good one. Our mate Lindsay used to run just at his property, like a little, it was just kind of a little get together for different musos. It was kind of like a jam stage thing where people could just have a go, but now he's turning it into a proper festival. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, we're super excited for
that.
Oh,
cool.
One.
I'll see what I can find out about that for our local news in the coming weeks as well. Oh, well done, guys. I'm sure there's plenty more gigs as well if people want to head along to your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
People can just find us everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube. We have a website, all the things, just at Ella and Sienna Music.
So lovely to have you in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.